Okay, says it's connecting, and there we go. We are on wildfireradio.com live. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. At least we hope you are. And if not, and you're on iTunes or Google Play later, that's just as cool. I am here on the Public John podcast. I'm John Harris, your host, and I have two up-and-coming comedians, which is better than down and leaving, I think.
It's
I've
true.
I've never heard down and leaving, heard down and out.
It's new.
I've been down and out. And,
I like it.
Face down and out, the whole thing. Certain things, if you're down and out, you're going to be a part of the Me Too movement. Be careful with that.
Oh, you don't want that. God,
careful now.
Oh, hey. Jim Grasso, how you doing, brother? Thank you. Jim helps out. Actually, is one of the partners for Wildfire Radio. So thanks, Jim, for tuning in. I'm hoping this is working. We've had some issues lately, but we're giving it a shot, trying a hotspot situation. We'll see what's happening. My friend Joe Dudek, who actually gave us some technical help before we got on. Radio. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. I hope this is working a little better. I'll have to figure out something, though, for the Facebook folks to get a little better audio. But for now, we're happy I'm on Wildfire Radio. Well, I'm happy I'm on Wildfire Radio. Yeah. It's just that simple.
I'm happy.
Wildfireradio.com. You can go in the search field, hit the Public John, or it's wildfireradio.com/the-public-john. But then again, if you're listening on Wildfire Radio, you know that already.
All right.
And if you do, you are listening on Wildfire Radio for somebody else, now you know how for yourselves.
All up here.
JP Lumley's watching. JP, she's actually performed here. We are at Ventnor Coffee here in the traveling around Public John podcast because I want to go out in public and, well, I don't know if I want to, but the description of the show is I don't like people. This is one of those indoctrinate yourselves. There you go. Joe says hi, Margie.
Yeah,
okay.
I just saw. Oh, hi, okay. Joe. How are you? I was waiting until John was done talking.
But. Brandon Amber Crombie, Margie Homan, two up and coming comics. I have some questions I'm going to be asking them. Feel free to interact. Our phone number, I don't know if you can see it, but if you can't, or if you can, the number is 609-363-3249. 609-363-3249. Once in a while, it'd be great if one of you weasels calls because I pay for that phone, and it's in the internet. It's all this IT tech crap and everything else, and nobody calls.
It's an AT&T phone. It's not
I don't
high
care. If it, I don't care.
Not as much as we'd like.
Okay, so it's, but it's
feel
got
free
two
to call.
AT&T. You get an extra T. I'm paying for.
We're good.
I mean, you know, but the hookup through the laptop and the bada boom and the bada bing dang, all that stuff there. You know,
it's 7 o'clock. You're not working right now.
I'm not working right
you're
now.
You're having dinner with your family.
Yeah.
Which means. Roughly 70% of you are not happy in your current situation. So go out on the back porch.
Grab
pretend,
your phone.
Yeah.
Go on or your tablet. Go on wildfireradio.com.
Pretend you're calling your mother.
That's right.
Just tell your wife you're calling your mother.
You know, and you're a friend of ours. Share the page.
She's
call
sick.
In.
She's sick. Call in. You sound like you're a little.
A little bit. It's the allergies around this time of the year. It's that time of the year, man.
Oh, man.
I say that, John. It's that time of the year. But for me, it's like every
time of
the
year,
my allergies are just terrible.
Yeah. I went straight from bronchitis to allergies.
Oh, man.
Even the doctor said that. He says, oh, great. Well, your bronchitis is almost gone. You're doing great.
Now you have something permanent.
Now I got to give you some allergy medicine.
Nice.
I'm like, holy cow.
Oh, yeah. I'm on like three different allergy meds myself permanently.
Awesome. That's great. And yeah, I'm on one permanently now. I'm like,
yeah.
Supposedly permanently.
Yeah.
But I forget to take it so much that there ain't nothing permanent. I'm so tired of this.
Yeah.
I got more chemicals running through me than a dowel factory.
I don't like it. I don't like being dependent on medications. It sucks. But, you know, if I don't take it, I'm in the hospital.
Yeah,
and I know that from experience.
You stay in the hospital.
Just got to do it.
Because then you have to be, like, deal with a cranky nurse like me.
See, that's right.
You don't want to do that.
That's right. Margie works at the
hospital
that I frequent. It's across the street from my humble abode.
And when she comes into the room, you hear this sound. Know that she's not the nice one. Right? You're going to wish the one with a needle came in.
Yeah. That's right.
It's not General Hospital by any means.
Oh, man. So we have some people watching Maria Raimondo. Yo, babe.
Yay.
Thanks for tuning in.
I'm Maria.
Frank Docknell's watching.
Right,
Mike Kenny's watching. Mike Kenny, I'm going to go over and see.
Hey, Deb.
From Kenny Security. I think it's Protection Services, Mike. I'm sorry if I messed it up. But Kenny Protective Security Agency or Kenny Security. Great. It's a great company, and I'm a doofus because I looked at it earlier today again and totally forgot.
Mm-hmm.
The name. But it's Mike Kenny, and he's over in the Bridgeton area, and he does a lot of really cool stuff because he holds classes for self-protection and self, you know, for housewives and things like that, as well as holds the SORA classes for security officers that need that New Jersey training.
And where does he teach the classes?
Out of Bridgeton. He has his own little facility, which is really awesome. I took a class there, actually. So it's pretty cool. So him and his wife run that, and it's a pretty neat deal that they do. So they're into the community protection thing. They're teaching people how to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they'll sell some things like pepper spray and all that.
Yeah,
but they give you all the logistics of when and how to use it and everything else. So it's pretty good. And in this day and age, it can't hurt to know at least how to fend somebody off.
Can't be too careful.
You know. So
can't be too careful.
Yeah.
I've taken a couple of that classes. Not the same gentleman that you're referring to, but there's a guy.
It's not the same.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's no good.
I was gonna say, you're
but there was a class that was being held at Stockton. There's a guy who works there, in the fitness department, and he holds the same class, self-defense. And he actually goes in detail, some pretty intense things, you know, if you're being held up, by someone with a gun or a knife.
Yep.
You know, teaches you how to take thing with a weapon, and it's pretty cool. I like it.
It's pretty cool. So
you're a former police officer, and you took a course in self-defense?
No, I took this. You have to be certified in New Jersey if you're going to work in a security job.
Oh, okay.
For private security.
So that was, okay.
New Jersey, it's a mandatory, and I always want to keep those options open for me because of the experience and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I signed up and took the class. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah. And it's a pretty good class.
I have to take the class because I wear yoga pants a lot, and my ass.
You need to take the self-defense class.
My ass is just—it's on fire.
Oh my god!
And I go walking in any town, anywhere, and dude, the catcalling—it's just out of control. I mean, talk about the Me Too movement. It happens, guys. This is your struggle too.
If you guys don't know, Vendor is down at the Jersey Shore. As far as I'm concerned, it's the real Jersey Shore area, not that. Center Jersey crap.
That's right.
South Jersey, it's the Jersey Shore, baby.
That's right.
And the deal here is Brandon was walking in the door, and you know, all the construction guys working late were whistling and everything. Mm-hmm. You gotta be careful with that, man.
It's terrible. It's all terrible. Throwing dollar bills at me. I'll take that.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Yeah, you're the guy I know that was moving when dollar bills were thrown. I'd be going in reverse, going, hey. But my luck, they'd be throwing nickels. Bing, get out of here. That'd be my thing. Liz Battaglini's watching. Hi, Liz. Justin Pyatt's working. Working. He's watching. Thanks, folks. We appreciate it. We're going to get started with a couple of things here. We're going to be on for just about the hour. So I'm going to ask these guys some questions. Before I do, I'm going to give you a couple things that we're that I know that I'm up to, and I'm pretty selfish, and it is the Public John podcast.
It is named after you.
Yes, it is. So let me flush some things out for you. Oh, he went there.
Oh, but
that was a piss poor pun. If you ask me. Say that 5 times.
It was clever.
It was almost clever. a couple of things. One is tomorrow night, I am also doing a podcast over in Bridgeton with a friend of mine, Albert Casper, who we'll talk about Casper's power washing in a little bit because this is the time of year to get that done.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really a pretty cool deal. So, but Albert's also a very funny guy, and we're gonna be on tomorrow night. Hey, Jeff Scott's watching. He's a comic over in Delaware. How you doing, Jeff? Nice to see you. Tuning in. How's everything going? This is Brandon Abercrombie and Margie Homan.
Hey,
I made sure
Jeff.
I pointed the right way, didn't I? Which one was I got that.
I think we figured it out. Which one's which?
Yeah, I'm the one with the boobs. He's not.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the one with the ass.
He's got the
yoga pants.
She's got the boobs. Okay,
that's
so you put them together.
See? Perfect combination right here. We got the boobs, we got the ass, and we got the brains right here.
Hey, there you go. No, I got boobs, ass. I got nothing physical going for me. What can we say about John? Brain. We'll say he's got a brain.
There I go.
He's got a pension.
I got a pension, yeah. So thanks, Jeff, for tuning in. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. So tomorrow, Albert Casper, that's going to be late night. It's going to be the first late night Public John podcast. Well, for us, late night, 9 o'clock. Albert said that he would come on then, so that's cool. That fits my schedule, so he's the man. We appreciate it. There'll be some other things going on May 9th, Tuesday, May 9th, which is only a couple of weeks away, folks. I am going to be doing the podcast live from the Alibi Room at Waterford Works in Winslow Township, because we'll be having a show there in June. Mm-hmm. So we will be there with the owner of the Alibi Room, Jude, who's awesome, and the headliner, Natalie Levant's going to come down, and she's going to be on the podcast.
I just saw Natalie. I know you guys did as well. You hosted the show, and Margie, you were a featured comic. Natalie, for those of you who have not seen her, she is a phenomenal, phenomenal comic.
Yes,
amazing.
The true she's tasteless so gifted. Diva. She is the tasteless absolutely. Diva, and she's awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's a really nice person, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she is great.
Absolutely.
So she will be the headliner June 29th at Jude's Alibi. We are going to be on May 9th, though, from Jude's Alibi Room, which they will tell you themselves, and they advertise it, and I think it's great that they are a dive bar. Mm. There's really two bars and a tiki bar, but they will tell you, we're a dive bar. We want regular people to come in and have a beer, for crying out loud, and have a good time.
Right.
So that's it's really a cool place. I went out and met with the owner and all, and it's really a nice place, pretty cool venue, so we're going to have a good time there. So that's May 9th, 7 o'clock, the Public John Podcast live from Jude's Alibi Room. Tomorrow night, of course, Albert Casper. I think we'll have one more in between that might be, well, I don't want to speculate because it's not sealed yet. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have some others going on as well for the Public John. And we're going to have a lot of shows for the summer. Friday night was the last Leatherhead show. We want to thank the folks that came out, and thanks all the comics that came out. It was a great time. Well, we did make it more like a party kind of in the end.
It was.
Yeah, it was fun.
So it was a lot of fun. And we wanted to go with that. Tomorrow night I will be on, I believe, Channel 22, but definitely on Facebook.com/QBCSJ, which stands for Quinn Broadcasting Company of South Jersey, with It's Your Sports Time with two South Jersey sports experts. I host that every Wednesday night. Our TV debut was last week, so I believe we'll be on Comcast TV again tomorrow night. Mary Grace Leonardo Moore says, hi, Margie.
Hey.
So there we go. We want to acknowledge all you folks watching. Thank you. And please feel free to share the page if you have questions and want to interact with us. Feel free here on Facebook on this page. And also, hopefully you can see the phone number that's right there, which is 609-363-3249. Yeah, I've been chatting a bit, but now it's time to talk to these guys. First, let's talk to Margie, ladies, first, a little bit. But obviously, both you guys
go for it.
To talk
sure.
to each other.
Okay.
Margie's got a little bit of a performing background. How long have you been trying to be, not trying, when did
trying
you start comedy?
Well, it's always, probably we're always comedy trying. Has been the last 2.5-3 years.
Okay.
But prior to that, I did a lot of musical theater. Some bar bands type of thing, and variety shows through college and other events. The last thing I probably did professionally was with a good friend of mine, Linda Swain, which I don't think she's watching, but hi, Linda. She wrote Sherlock Holmes mysteries, murder mysteries, and we did those for about 10, 15 years.
Okay, sounds so cool.
Yeah.
And I think I saw you in a couple plays in college, and then I gotta admit, you were pretty good. I can't. I don't have the discipline. I do want to take a minute and thank the hardest working girl inventor tonight, Laura.
Yay.
Thanks,
hi,
Laura.
Laura.
We appreciate it. Oh. You're the bomb. Yep.
Keys. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yes. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
Now everyone
you
knows.
You too. Thanks a lot, Laura from Ventnor Coffee here. Mm-hmm. Thanks to her for. Helping set up in the beginning and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't have the discipline for it because I remember in a theater course there in college that I didn't focus on the lines. They had this play that had all these accents and everybody thought, oh, if anybody can do accents, it's John.
Right.
But I literally couldn't read because the light was so bright.
Oh, yeah, the spots
and they're like,
real.
Try German.
Yeah.
And I couldn't read. You know, okay, try the Italian. Go to page low and try the Italian. And I'm like, if I didn't have to do the lines, I would have just came up and went, I would like to have some strudel, you know, or I could have just did some silly German stuff.
Yeah.
But I had to do the lines. I couldn't read them because it was in a paperback.
Was it Scapino or something like that she had you doing? Yeah,
I don't know.
She used to pick these odd.
It was a bunch of accents. I mean, it's just give me one British one. But it didn't matter. It was in a paperback book. It wasn't a big script.
Yeah.
And I couldn't read it. which was a shame because I saw the play. The play mm-hmm. turned out pretty good. But I'm like, oh, I could have done that one. You know, because, you know. But then again, but I still couldn't have because I don't have the discipline. I admit it.
That's good that you admit it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I knew. I was like, walk away.
Well, you have discipline, John. You just that wasn't your passion.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you definitely have discipline.
That's a good word. I like that.
Yeah.
Passion. Good save.
I mean, you were a cop for, what, 25 years or so, so you have discipline.
You have discipline. Yeah. It's just a different type of discipline.
Well, okay. I'll give it to you. We'll go with that. But the other thing is, and Brandon mentioned it, and you mm-hmm. mentioned it too, is besides all these things you do, you're actually a nurse as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
And that's down here? Down the shore?
I work at a surgery center during the week, and then I pick up a what they call a per diem shift at AtlantiCare. So I'll be inpatient and outpatient.
Okay. Which you see, different than me, I have no patients.
There you go. So there you go.
A
setup.
But I'm bump.
I'm shy.
Yeah, I'm shy and introverted. Damn it. And I think you should all know it right
So
a friend of yours says, Brandon, what's up, bro? Jason.
Jason, what's up,
Jason
buddy?
Gassbinder. He says, what's up, bro?
Says, up? Jason is actually one of the longest lasting friendships I've had ever.
Really? Wow.
He and I became friends, I want to say, in the first grade.
Really?
Okay, I'm 35, going on 36. So, yeah, about 30 years ago, he and I met, and we've remained friends mm-hmm. Consistently for 30
you.
Years.
So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He knows you and he's still your friend.
He knows me. He knows everything about me, the yoga pants and everything.
Oh, Jace, congrats, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You are a
so
great
kudos to you.
Yeah,
speaking of which, we were just talking about training, and actually that's what he does. He's in the military, so he does it, you know, a little more intense than the guys we're, you know, discussing. He actually trains soldiers. He's in the Army.
Okay.
He's a soldier, so kudos to him. Career Army guy. He trains hand-to-hand combat.
Thank you, Jason, for doing that for us. We appreciate it. That is awesome.
Yes.
Anytime you serve, I don't care in what capacity, you deserve our gratitude.
Absolutely, yeah.
So thank you, Jason. We appreciate it. About 30 years you've known him. Wow.
Yes.
That's what he says. About
30 years,
buddy. Woo, man.
Crazy.
Your friend
Crazy,
Tom
man.
Johnson from Michigan's watching.
Awesome.
Hey, Tom. Tom's one of my theater buddies.
One of your favorite buddies.
No, awesome. Theater buddies.
Theater. Okay.
We used to work at a dinner theater called Lane's, and it's probably the only job I got fired from, actually.
Wow. I could see Margie being a rebel.
No, it was actually me and JP got fired.
You said you wanted creme brulee? Well, no. You're not getting creme brulee. You're getting tiramisu, and you're going to like it.
She ordered a Coke, and I'm giving her a Pepsi.
Pepsi, you're fired.
I'll tell you the short story. I'm not going to name names, but...
Thank God for that.
Me and JP used to work there.
JP.
And
technically named
we were kind of getting gypped on our money. She was getting gypped and probably was going to get fired by the owner, the guy who was running the shows. And so we all, like, left together. So that's...
It was a walkout.
It was a solidarity.
Oh, it was a solidarity thing. And the other eight people he had waiting for jobs.
That's right.
Pretty much.
He had people.
Scabs.
Yeah, that's right.
Jason says his goal in life is to keep America safe for Brandon. Oh, my God, Jason. That's a full-time job. You're going to be 90 and still in uniform, my brother. Because,
that's right.
Yeah,
oh
because if you're going to try
that's
and keep
right.
it safe for Brandon. Woo-wee.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to ask you, I asked Margie, so mm-hmm. let's ask Brandon. How long have you been in comedy, bro?
In comedy, you know, I'd say consistently, I'm going on maybe 9 months. You know, I used to say it's been a few years, and I say that because my first time actually doing stand-up was roughly 3 years ago. Okay, it was a local shot. It was Butch Bradley's Comedy Hideaway, which
Butch
a lot of us
Hideaway,
cut our teeth
right?
there.
Yeah,
it no longer exists, but it was a great place.
It was.
I did that, you know, and it was honestly just... It was just a way for me to try something new because I've always been in some form of local entertainment, and I just decided one day, you know, I was writing a lot of comedy because I'm a writer. I do a lot of writing, creative nonfiction, and then I started experimenting with comedy. And I figured, let me go try it one day. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to try some stand up, and I went and I tried it out, and the feedback and all the attention that just came pouring in, I wasn't ready for it, quite frankly.
Right.
Everyone was like, oh, I didn't know you were a comic. Oh, well, we have this, and you could do this. And and it just kind of, I don't want to say made me panic, but I guess I realized I wasn't quite ready for it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I took, you know, some time to really, like, work on things and write a little bit better, and I didn't do anything else for almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So I did one stand-up show and then nothing for 2 years. And then last summer, I started doing it again. So, and then ever since, I've been, you know, trying to consistently hit open mics and, you know, get shows as much as I can. So I'd say consistently for about nine months to a year.
So I thought you did it longer because you seem very comfortable on stage.
Well, yeah, see, a lot of people say that, and first of all, thank you, and I think that's because of my background. I started doing theater as a kid. I did a lot of I did a lot of plays in theater, you know, whether it was in school, church. I used to be a church kid, believe it or not. Grew up in church, so I did a lot of church plays. And then I started playing music, I'd say, right around the age of 13. So I played in bands all throughout high school, my early 20s. So I was always in some form of entertainment, you know, on stage. Nothing big, obviously, no Broadway, you know, no tours. But I was, I'm just comfortable on stage because that's all I know. Yeah. That's all I've ever done.
Right.
You know, so I really enjoy it.
I'm with you there. Christine Tyna is watching. She's a regular customer that comes here to Ventnor and comes out to all the open mics and stuff. Christine, thank you for coming out and thank you for tuning in tonight. So. You started in Atlantic City. You started where? Where was your first gig?
Well, if you count the graduation gig, I think you and Michelle came
too. Hey, I saw that. That was a big room. So
yeah, that was to Vince Valentine's credit. I mean, we took the class. And
what class? Now, what class is that?
It was Comedy 101.
Right.
And he hosted at Villares, but the actual class was through Camden County College. Mm-hmm. So it was like an adult learning type of class. And then you pay for that, and there's about it was 8 weeks, probably longer than that. It was almost like 2 months we did class time, and he would teach you the basics, the soup, the nuts for comedy, how to write jokes, the formula, also some things about producing, setting up shows, all that kind of thing, you know. So that was it. Was fun.
I probably should have took that just for that part.
and he still does it, if I'm not mistaken, right?
He's in a 102 now, so some of them
there's an advanced
class. So it's an advanced class. I missed that one.
And roughly, what does it cost if it's, you know, at a college?
I think it's about $80, something like that.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
For like, you know, 2 month course, that's not bad.
Basically, probably a non-credit course.
It is non-credit. Yeah, so it's one night a week. Yeah, it's like on Monday, and he.
You know, I will say, and this is just my opinion, but I've heard this topic discussed over the years many times by professional comics and up-and-coming comics, you know, the idea of taking a comedy class. Right. And I've heard a lot of comics say, if you need to take a comedy class, then you're not a comic.
I disagree.
I think if you're not funny at all,
right.
And you know, you have horrible stage presence and you're uncomfortable on stage, a comedy class probably won't work. However, if you are natural, if you're comfortable on stage and you do have some jokes, worthy of telling, then a comedy class can help essentially polish the diamond.
Right. I think that's a good point. Because you're right. Not everybody's funny.
No.
Right.
Mm-mm.
And you may think you're funnier than somebody else does, which, of course, like any other field of entertainment, it's subjective.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct.
But, yeah, if you have something that you think is funny, that is the kind of a class that can help you hone that.
Right. Yeah, like I said, polish the diamond, you know.
Polish your stuff, help you get rid of things, teach you how to have that stage presence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and of course, like you were saying, the production end too.
Yeah.
Which, believe me, I've found out the production end is pretty involved. It's really, really involved to put on a show. And I don't care if 5 people show up or if 500 people show up.
Right.
A lot of times it's almost the same amount of work.
It is.
Yeah.
The work stops when the show begins, basically. Or it slows down. Well, it doesn't stop completely.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is.
There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes you have to do. I mean, from theater and stuff. I mean, I stage managed for a long time.
Okay.
And was prop mistress and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind. And then you have, you know, people that actually, I found that, like, actually the people that were union people actually were the nicer and best people to work with. They were professionals, and they would pitch in and help, whether it was, like, cleaning the stage at the end, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
But then you have the people that come out, and they just want to be the stars, and they don't want to contribute anything.
Yeah.
They just go out there and, oh, get this from me, and then that was it.
And with the attention, yeah.
But that's unfortunate.
It is. Your buddy says he's so not funny, it's funny.
Who's that, Jason?
Jason.
Jason, yeah.
He says it's so not funny, it's funny. We're going to break away just for a second while I talk about Caspers. I mentioned mm-hmm. Albert Casper earlier. This is the time of year, folks, especially down here, down the shore in Ventnor. But actually anywhere in South Jersey, Albert Casper and his crew will go everywhere from Cape May, at least up to Camden, and maybe even a little further, to give you a free estimate. And I'll tell you, for a few hundred bucks, it's a lot cheaper than painting your house. It's a lot cheaper than putting siding on your house.
That's right.
I've seen the difference in just a power washing can mm-hmm. give to your home. And of course, these guys do decks, and they'll do anything. But I'll tell you, if you really want to just clean up your house and see what it looks like all over uh-huh. again, I've physically seen them do this work, and I've physically seen a couple of buildings that they have done that are drastic, and it takes about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, 3 hours. So, mm-hmm. And a few hundred bucks, and it looks great. Whereas you're spending thousands for somebody to come paint.
That's right.
Thousands to put up siding, and it takes a lot longer as well. And this is the time of year to do it because, you know, you've got all that grudge from the winter and stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to call Albert Caspers. They have their own website. It's Caspers Power Washing LLC. You can find them on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Caspers Power Washing. Also, you can Google them. If you really do, just mm-hmm. put in Caspers Power Washing and they come right up. If you want to call Albert and get an estimate, they'll come out and give you a free estimate. It's 866-210-2991. That's 866-210-2991. That's Caspers Power Washing LLC.
Do it.
Do it. Seriously,
do it.
Folks. I've seen... And there's before and after pictures if you have any questions as well.
And I'll say from experience, you know, as a homeowner, I want to encourage other homeowners. This is, you know, for those of you who don't know, maybe the new homeowners, okay, this is something that's just a part of the maintenance process. You don't want to be cheap and penny pinch with something like this. You know, this is something you want to do roughly every 2 years, maybe every year, depending on how many trees are, you know, in your area. Because if it's, you know, it's something where if you do neglect it, as you mentioned, John, you will get stuck with having to paint or get new siding. You have to do it. Yep. And it's when you really think about it, I mean, when you own a home, spending a few hundred bucks every 2 years, that's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it. Absolutely.
I think you got to. I really do. I think it's a lot better than the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and actually, if you clean the house up, even if you're going to sell it or rent it out, believe it or not, just cleaning the house is going to jack up your property value.
That's right.
You know? So, I mean, it really is a very economical way to get your home looking as new as possible.
Yeah, you got to get all those pee-pee stains and puke stains off, right? Because you guys have that problem too, right?
Oh, yeah, I have.
It's not just me? Okay.
I personally have to get power washed every other week.
Oh,
that's why I'm giving it, because it's not for money.
No.
He has to power wash the hell out of me, because
absolutely.
Trouble.
Some people enjoy it. It's a fetish. You know, the companies won't talk about it, but you know, every now and again, they might not advertise on their websites, but people like getting power washed. It feels good.
Power wash, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, "How's that?" God.
I mean,
it's great.
You don't have to shower. If you get power washed every, you know, week and a half, you don't have to shower.
Get yourself
it's a deep cleaning.
Washed and chamois dry and everything. It's beautiful. Oh,
absolutely.
I'm not going to take it any further because
Casper's going to be
may
like,
not be
what?
A family show, but Albert's a family business. Even though he's a cool guy,
he'll take a Brillo pad. You know, it's all the hard to reach places and everything.
Is that a birthmark? Power wash.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. So
people talk about loofahs, but. You don't know clean until you've been power washed and scrubbed with a Brillo pad. Actually takes a few layers of skin off.
Yeah, but that skin you won't have to worry about anymore.
You don't have to worry about that skin anymore. It's gone.
It took a really weird turn.
Yeah.
You know, it's a topic that not everyone wants to, you know, discuss.
I turned 180 so they could get my back.
See, there you go.
Weird turn.
Right?
So there we go. Albert Casper's Power Washing, LLC. Give them a call at 866-210-2991. So we hope Albert has a great summer because he's a good guy, and there's some hardworking guys for him, and they do a great job. They're very conscientious. So, all right. So now let's get back to our guests. I did want to mention Albert, though, because he's a great supporter of the show, and they do a great work. They're very reputable. So, and I'm very clean right now. So,
Okay.
So we got where you guys started. You started at the Hideaway. Where was your first gig? Was that graduation?
That was the graduation. Yeah.
Okay.
And, I'm trying to think of the first one after that. I can't remember. Probably just open mics. I don't think it was an actual show for a bit.
No?
No.
Okay. So we have that. That's good. Now, let me see. What other questions did I have for you? I have where do you store? Lori Rainier Robbins is watching. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
You guys probably know Lori.
Yeah, I did a couple shows with her. Yep. She's great.
She's good. She's excellent.
She's
great clean comic.
One class, too.
Oh, that's right. She took 101. Lori, you're going to take 102 with Vince Valentine? Nice. Nice. Yep. And I'll tell you something, Lori's very funny.
Very funny, very funny. Yeah.
And Debbie
clean,
Giacomo.
Clean comic, yeah. They're
both are clean, but fellow, very funny.
Fellow Vineland natives,
yeah.
too.
Oh, that's right.
I was born and raised in Vineland, New Jersey. Currently in Galloway, but yeah, we're all from Vineland.
They're very funny, and Lori's hysterical. I mean,
absolutely.
And so was Debbie. Debbie had a great show the other night in Elma.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She really did well.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So it's good to see some of the comics. She's in 102 now. Awesome.
Yeah.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah. You got to give respect to those guys. It's really hard to do comedy and not tell dick jokes
your
entire show.
Well, actually, that's one of Vince's things. He said, when you're in this class, do not talk about anything that comes in and out of an orifice. And he goes on this whole list. He said, when you're done here, you can do whatever you want. But he gives you the basics. And then
that's good. In a way, if you think about it, too, keeping it clean, that's not necessarily a bad thing to learn either.
No.
If you are
you can do it.
In my case, sometimes, you know, I don't get real dirty, but sometimes I'll slip with a word or two. But I know there are some comics who are very funny who, if would probably get a few more gigs if they could do some clean stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely gets you more shows.
More shows.
But when you think about some of the most successful comics, I mean, Jerry Seinfeld is arguably the most successful comic of all time, you know, especially currently. That's subjective, but he's definitely very funny and very, very, very successful, and he is very clean.
And is very clean.
Who's
Sebastian,
that?
He's the big
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
Yeah,
Jim Gaffigan is another
Jim
one
Gaffigan,
who's squeaky clean, and consistently coming out with new specials, and he's one of those guys who's, like, so good at being clean and so funny that you don't even notice that he's clean until someone...
said, keep saying nice things about me, and I'll turn this off.
Lori, you have great
spread
hair,
the word,
by the
Lori.
Way.
Oh,
your hair.
He does talk about your
beautiful.
Hair, which is really scary, Lori. Be careful.
Her nails are always done.
Oh, Lori, be afraid. Be very afraid.
I can keep going.
You can. Yeah, stop. Stop it. I'm here with Brandon Abercrombie and Margie Homan, two up-and-coming comics here from the South Jersey area. Still, both of them work. They go out, they work, they learn their craft, but they're also both very funny. So I wanted to have them both on because they both kind of restarted at the same time, kind of shows-wise. So it was
That's
pretty
true.
Close. So I thought it was kind of a natural thing to have them on at the same time. Now, Brandon, we talked about Margie being a nurse, right, and doing some other things. But you're being either a little modest or just don't want to mention it, so I'm going to bring it up. You do photography as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Yes.
I do. Now, I don't mention it as much as I used to because, you know, this was something that at one point I was very, very passionate about. I did go to school for it.
Oh, really?
I want to say roughly 10 years ago. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you know, I did the theater thing. I did, you know, playing in bands and whatnot. Shortly after that ended, which was roughly right around the same time, you know, I got married to my first wife. I had kids, did the family thing. So the whole being a rock star had to get put on the back burner.
Oh,
okay.
No, I hate that.
So with photography, I enjoyed doing it. But one of my primary motives to doing it is to keep my foot in the door with local bands and actors and actresses that I was friends with who needed headshots. So, you know, it was my way of getting in the back door of other shows, you know, maybe some sports gigs and whatnot. Yeah. And I just stuck with it because I really enjoyed it. And then, you know, as over the years, I just... for one reason or another, maybe I don't even know the reason, quite frankly, I kind of lost the passion. Like, it's just, it's been going down. So I don't promote myself really nowhere near as often as I used to.
Right.
I do things, I do favors for friends, but that's pretty much where it ends. I don't promote myself as a photographer anymore because I don't have the same passion.
But, and that's important with something like photography or with any kind of an art. And that's an art. Is if you don't feel that passion, if it's more of a job, like, oh, I got to
get it's a thing. It became more of a business than anything, and that just kind of sucked the passion out of it.
For art.
Yeah, it is.
I'm finding out this way as well.
Absolutely.
The business end of it is really a tough thing to handle sometimes because you try not to let certain business things bother you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I started out just to go out and tell jokes, you know, and then I decided, well, you know what? I want some of the friends I know and some of the people I know to be able to do one of two things. One, afford to go to a comedy show.
Yeah.
Right.
Which around here, not a whole lot of options.
No.
I mean,
you're paying some serious money if you go to AC.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Comedy shows are expensive.
It's just expensive, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go to Philly, you go to New York, or you go to that area, and some comedy shows are really expensive.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of those things where, you know, the goal was a friend of mine, Andy Julia, and I started Jersey Comedy. Andy's out now doing his own thing, and that's great. I wish him all the luck in the world. And we started this, and the goal has kind of been met to give some folks like you guys,
absolutely,
folks, chances to get on stage.
Andy was the very first local comic I got connected with.
Really?
Very first, yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Good guy.
Whether he knows this or not, he's a good chunk of the reason why I actually moved forward and started doing things.
No pressure on him.
Yeah, seriously.
No pressure on you, Andy. If he screws up, he's going to blame it on you too.
Yeah, yeah. Because prior to him, I didn't really know any local comics.
Funny, and now I'm so, hey, some folks are watching us. Thank you, guys. JL Biaso Watkins is watching.
Yay,
he's in
Jay.
The house. Jay, I got to talk to Jay because we're going to trade podcasts because why, you ask? And if you didn't, I'm going to ask for you.
Okay.
May 24th, we are going to be in Carney's in Cape May, which is actually Jay's old stomping grounds.
Yay.
He's from down that area in the Cape May area and all that, Cape May County area. And Jay is one of the comics on the show. Troy Moore is going to headline.
Okay, yes.
I've
seen Troy.
Great.
He is awesome. He is hysterical.
Very good.
So Troy's going to headline. Rudy Reel's going to be there.
Rudy's great.
So Rudy's
great entertainer.
He'll be perfect for that kind of a crowd. He's a great entertainer.
Oh, yeah.
As long as Spencer Prescott's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
I love Spencer.
Spencer's funny. Mm-hmm. Spencer and Jay don't necessarily need an act.
They just talk to each other.
Well, no, they can walk in the door, look at the crowd, and listen to the other comics for a few minutes, and they're ready to go, and they're hysterical.
They are both just hysterical.
Dave D, I call him the urban comedy legend. Dave D
will
be there, and and he killed the other night at Leatherheads. He was killer the other night. And I'm going to go ahead and host so that these guys can go out and just – we can have some fun at the shore.
Cool.
I'm just going to go, hey, here's this guy. and that's really my goal. So we're going to go from there. And but thanks, Jay, for tuning in. And I'm going to talk to Jay because he and I are probably going to trade off podcasts. He's got a great podcast as well. Jay, if you're still on, give us the name of your podcast because I don't want to mess it up. So if you're still watching, let me know what it is. Fred Melendez Jr. is watching. Now, Fred is one of the guys we talked about. It's your sports time tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Fred's one of the two sporting experts on there, and his daughter Ariel comes on, and we always have a good time just talking sports, local sports, Philly stuff, pro stuff, basically college, whatever the big sports headline is of the day. We discuss that, and we let everybody interact as well. So anybody watching now, tune into one of my pages or, like we said earlier, facebook.com/QBCSJ. You can interact with us, or we're going to be live on the Comcast channel. So it's a lot of fun. So, Fred, I'm glad you're watching. Carol Johnson Braun is watching. That's a friend of both of ours, I think.
Yep.
Margie.
It's actually my neighbor, too.
Yep. There you go.
There you go.
So Margie
there
neighbor.
You go.
In the hood, yo. Somebody in the hood watching the show, yo. Jay and Spencer right now are going, that fool, what's he doing? What a fool. Friend of mine, Jeannie Coffee Sangawet. Jeannie.
Hey, sir.
Thank you, Jeannie. You're the bomb. She says hi to everybody. Hi, Jeannie.
Hey,
how are you? Danielle Abercrombie is watching. Hey, Danielle, what up, girl? I haven't seen you.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I think I know her.
I think you know her.
I think I know her.
I think you know her.
Maybe.
And Lori's still on. She, Lori blew me a kiss.
Probably blew you.
I think
you.
She went because you're talking about her hair.
No. Yeah. I think she blew the kiss to Brandon over here. Young guy, got a little, lot of little ink on him. Younger, handsome guy. And he's talking about her hair and her nails. So, hey, Lori, I know who that kiss is really for. But if you don't say it, I can still take home that it might have been for me. So I got that going.
There you go.
Just intercepted the kiss.
For me, which is nice.
Imagination trumps everything.
That's
everything.
It. That's right. So that's awesome.
And speaking of which, all of our, you know, our listeners, it seems like we have a lot of listeners right now. A lot of people are tuning in, which is
right?
Awesome.
Cool.
I really appreciate that. And just, you know, once more, I want to plug that in. As John mentioned previously, we do have a telephone. Yeah. It works.
Please call.
You know, we can communicate in other ways other than, you know, Facebook and text messaging. Feel free to call.
Feel free to interact with us at that number.
Don't be nervous.
It's
ask
right
us.
Here, but I'm not sure if you can see it.
Ask us any questions. Any questions.
With a high def. High quality.
What our next show is going to be.
Bill, for the phone.
What our favorite color is. Dick size. Any questions you come up with. Feel free to call.
What size is. Never mind. you can call in at 609-363-3249. That's 609-363-3249. And you know what that spells? It doesn't spell
nothing.
Anything.
Nothing. It's just, even if you flip it upside down, it's nothing.
The number is 609-363-3249.
It's the same if you flip it upside down. 609. Yeah, it's like Taco Cat.
It is. It's
it still spells
it
Taco Cat backwards.
It really does.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. There you go. Fun fact. well, we think it was fun. So there we go. It wasn't a fun fact. It is now to us.
I'm
so
having a hot flash.
Oh, but she's having a hot flash. Somebody
it happens.
Turn on the
face. It is a little warm in here. It is warm. And they make coffee in here, so that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Coffee. I got that going for me, which is nice. I've only got like one vice left the doctor says I can have.
Mm-hmm.
And even that's minimal.
Coffee, yeah.
Coffee?
I can have like two a day.
Oh, man.
What he doesn't realize is you go and get two of these puppies.
Yeah, two,
you have two cups
barrels
a day.
Of coffee.
Look at that. That's you right there. That's good right there.
What were the other vices?
Yeah, you're going to be an intravenous.
Oh, the other vices I had.
Intravenous coffee user.
Heroin. Had to give up heroin.
Damn.
You know, yeah. The other day I went to get a blood test, you know, and they're like, oh, look, I've got that right away. I said, good thing I quit the needle. And they went, huh? And I said, good thing I quit taking heroin. And they were like, oh. Do you ever take anything serious?
Mm.
I said,
no.
I do because I'm having a heart issue, for Christ's sake. That's great. Which, of course, my ex-wife was wrong. I do have a heart. But you take
can't
a look
be too
at
serious.
Me. You can't. You take a look at me, and they said my heart's oversized.
Wow.
Oh, it's obvious when you look at me.
Obvious.
Obvious. I'm an athlete, just like Secretariat.
Sure.
It's oversized. Yeah. My heart's oversized.
Yeah.
See,
look
it's one more
it.
Thing. We thought it was just bones. Now he's got a big heart, too.
Athletic, too. Look at me. Yeah. Actually, I joke about that, but if you think about it, I got a letter the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down to wearing just Under Armour gear a lot of times because you got to remember Nike, Reebok, Adidas, none of them weasels, you know, big corporate athletic apparel stores agree on anything.
Yeah.
But they all got together and agreed on one thing. They all sent me a cease and desist letter, quit wearing their stuff.
Oh, man. That's rough.
I'm a walking anti-advertisement.
Oh,
so
God,
they said, please do. Jimmy Church is watching from Quinn. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey,
nice
Jimmy.
To see you, buddy. Jason says, seen this on Facebook here in Korea.
I was in Korea?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is he in Korea now,
wow.
Jason?
Cool.
Is he?
I get evidently, yeah. He's all over the place, man.
Awesome.
He's stationed. He's
so
a trooper.
We are officially international, if you
yes.
are, Jason. We are already
we have people
national.
Listening in Korea right now.
Yep. Awesome.
I just want you to think about that.
Thanks. And he's got a Phillies profile logo, too. Go
yes.
Phils.
All right.
So we want to thank everybody for watching. And like we said, if you have comments, please go ahead and comment. You can give us a call. The number is 609-363-3249. Or you can interact with us on Facebook if you have a question or a comment. Or, again, just want to say hi. Let us know you're out there. We do appreciate it. Thank you, folks. We've still got about 15 or 20 minutes left, so that's cool because I can talk to these guys about a couple other things. First, though, I do want to thank Ventnor Coffee for letting me use the building tonight. And let me tell you something, folks. Ventnor Coffee's here till 6 o'clock, like every night, and on the weekends, I think, till 7 or 8. You can have a live event here. I've held one here first Saturday of the month. The next one coming up is the 4th of May. There's an open mic with – all kinds of acts. You can sing. You can read poetry, just spoken word, that things don't have to rhyme.
Dick jokes.
You can come up and tell jokes.
Yeah, just not just children.
Here, we ask that, you know, you don't tell dick jokes.
Be smart. Be smart. If you have half a brain, you'll know that.
You'll know. Look around the room and you'll see that.
Exactly.
But there's the practice again for clean comedy. You walk in the door and see a couple kids. You say, oh, cool, I got to shift gears.
Yeah. And you got to take that as an opportunity for growth.
Yep. So, Ventnor Coffee, they are at 108 North Dorset Avenue in Ventnor. That's 108 North Dorset Avenue in Ventnor City. And if you want to have an event here, they have all kinds of stuff. They'll have tarot readings. They'd let people like me come in and do a podcast. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have some kind of an event, or if you want to come see one of their events, mm-hmm. You can give them a call, or us a call at 609-992-3046, Ventnor Coffee, 108 North Dorset Avenue. Thanks to Christine, Lauren, and all the folks that work here for letting me come here and do this. And, of course, it's fun coming out once a month and having a good time with these guys as well on a Saturday.
And, John, what kind of business is Ventnor Coffee? What do they do here? Because you've mentioned the name quite a few times. What do they do here? What pays their bills?
Well, let me tell you what pays their bills. I'm going to go with, and you'll see this terrific artwork here. Because I should have grabbed something that had their logo on it. But there you go, folks. Ventnor Coffee is a coffee shop.
Oh, they make coffee.
They make coffee, a little cafe.
Cool.
A couple pastries. Yeah, but pastries. Different kinds of coffee, like gourmet coffee and stuff.
And listen, yeah, there's a variety. I mean, they make coffee, they make decaf coffee. Yep. They even make green tea.
Wow. Awesome.
Green tea.
They do make green tea.
It's crazy.
They iced tea as well. And, of course, they have other beverages as well here available.
Diversify.
They do diversify.
They know.
Jason is in Korea now, he said. So, Jason, thank you. Our show is officially international now.
Officially. Thank you so much, Jason.
But, Jason, thank you for tuning in. And thank you for doing, like we said, what you do over there. Thank
Absolutely,
you for your
man.
Service. Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping keep us safe, and no matter what you do, it's like when somebody says, "Oh, well, I've talked to a couple veterans and I've talked to a couple guys in the service," and I go, you know, and I'll say, "Hey, what'd you do?" You know, just as a point of conversation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll say, "Oh, I just worked in the kitchen," or "Oh, I just worked." Did you work in the kitchen overseas? Were you in a uniform?
Right.
Were you on a ship? Did you have to spend time away from your family?
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't care if you washed a dish, a spoon, peeled a potato.
Right.
I don't care what
you did.
You fed other soldiers. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Absolutely. Thank you for a few things. I just want to say, too, not only thank you for your service and thank you for, you know, tuning in, Jay, but, you know, Jason, you know, is definitely an inspiration because when we were kids, man, I remember we had several conversations about being fighters when we grew, you know, when we got older, you know, this is, you know, when we were children, 6, 7, 8 years old, we were looking up to wrestlers, you know, we wanted to be professional wrestlers, then UFC came out, and then we wanted to fight in the UFC.
I know what you're saying, brother.
Yeah. And that's it. Yeah, exactly. You know, wrestling was awesome in the 80s and the 90s. Yeah. It's a little different now, but
get into a swim gym.
But the point is he stuck to his goal. He's not working for WWE, but he's fighting. As a profession, he's a trooper. You know, he's a troop. You know, he's in the army, but that's what he does. He trains other soldiers in hand-to-hand combat. Oh, wow. So he's wanted to be a fighter for as long as I've known him, and that's what he does for a living.
Jason, you should get
now.
Because we're going to have Brandon go out and sell them for
I'm
you.
I'm going to advertise you,
he's
Jason.
He's going to advertise you, man. He is your walking commercial.
That's
buddy.
Right.
But
that's
you know
right.
what? That's good. You always have to be able to do
it's
that.
It's an inspiration to know someone who's stuck with their goals ever since they were a child.
Terrific.
You know?
That's awesome. Thank you, Jason, and thank you for tuning in from Korea. Tell your buddies if you want, and if you don't want to, it's okay. But we thank you for everything you're doing, and we hope you're having some fun. Elizabeth DeWoody. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Liz.
Elizabeth is a cool lady. And I worked with or coordinated with her daughter over at Quinn Broadcasting over in Bridgeton. Has been a real nice lady. Lisa Mazzocchi's watching. Hi, Lise. How are the puppies? How you doing? Lisa's a veterinarian over in Vineland.
Oh, okay.
So, She takes care of some animals over there for her. Yeah, for everybody. So that's awesome. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Jason says, Brandon has always been a great friend to me. Wish the best for all y'all. Thanks, Jason. We do appreciate it. Go Phillies. I see your profile logo, brother. You're right. And I was a little upset. There was some talk today about, this is a sports thing. I'll talk about it tomorrow on the sports show. Bryce Harper getting thrown out of the game and stuff like that. But I will say, from what I saw, umpiring was terrible last night. So, those things happen.
I will humbly admit to not being a sports fan at all. Okay. I know that's a little bit bizarre nowadays, especially
actually,
for being...
I think it's becoming more prevalent in a lot of places. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm always the minority every time, there's a conversation anywhere, whether it's at work or, I'm at any kind of social gathering and people start talking about sports. It's always awkward when the conversation turns to me, I don't know.
Or something.
Yeah. I know nothing. aside from watching the fights, UFC. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I just don't pay attention to sports.
Now, see, I think officially he is my grandnephew. He's my niece's son.
Mm-hmm.
Fights MMA. He's in the service as well. He's in the army. He was a paratrooper. I don't know, Christopher, if you're watching, or even if you're, I think he had over 100 jumps or something. Was 81st Airborne, then went to something else, another division, and is a recruiter, I think, now in, I want to say, Sicklerville, for the Army as well. A great young man, but he's an MMA fighter.
Nice.
He's starting out as an MMA.
Very nice.
MMA, and he's just getting back into it. So apparently one letter more than once is bad, so I got to be careful.
Yeah, MMA is
he said it.
MMA is similar to comedy, believe it or not, and they share one thing, and that is
if you don't perform well, you could die.
yeah, that too. Yeah. But the one primary thing they share that they have in common is will know your first time doing it within the first 30 seconds if you're going to do it again, or if you're never going to do it ever again.
Well, that's
one of those things. You're not going to be unsure the first three or four or seven times you do it.
See, I said with marriage the first time. I did it a second time, and I said, what an idiot. And that's about the only thing that I've actually stuck to since.
Wow.
Is I'm not doing it again.
Not doing it.
No.
Some people are just not cut out for it.
No, and apparently I'm one
of
those.
Pressure. Mm-hmm. All the pressure.
Oh, it's just too much.
That's just what you're supposed to do.
Commitment. One time, my brother was getting married for his fourth time, so that'll tell you. You learn life's lessons.
Wow, okay.
My older half-brother, God rest his soul, he was getting married for his fourth time, and he said, I want you to stand up with me. I was like, stand up? What? And the his fiance was there, he says, yeah, I'm going to, Carol and I are going to get married, and I literally did it, and people say that, and
oh
I literally
God,
do,
did it.
No, wow. I didn't do it on purpose, that's the worst part,
yeah,
is it really, he goes, I'm going to get married, if somebody I really care about or know is going to do that,
right.
I get a reaction,
be
it's like,
careful,
yeah.
See, my wife is great at marriage, my wife makes a great wife, I, however, I just, even after being married twice, I do not make a great wife at all.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from the yoga pants,
Danielle,
I mean, I put on
cook?
A show.
Can he cook at all, Danielle?
Yeah, she does everything great. I have
so
a good wife.
You got
to
keep her then.
You better hang on.
I don't do the husband thing very well. I will
you need
publicly
to.
Admit to that.
You need to straighten that out because I've met her. She's a nice girl. So
she is. She's great.
Yeah.
So even if she's not watching, we got your back, girl.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so they were in the house, and he said, I'm going to get married again. I got to chill. He goes, see, I told you. He's looking at his. I told you he couldn't do it. And he looks at me and he goes, I bet you can't say the words marriage, relationship, and commitment. I bet you can't say them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, I'm not going to do it without, if you're going to bet.
Can I have a few drinks first?
Let's throw some money on the table.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm already thinking, he goes, look, he's thinking. He can't do it. And we threw like 10 bucks on the table each. Uh-huh. She threw in 10, was on my side, and says, I think he can do it.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, and then somebody else came in, and just before we were about to do it, says, 5 minutes, Johnny, you got 5 minutes to think of something.
Yeah.
I didn't need 5 minutes. I finally came up, and I just went, listen, anybody that's in a relationship, okay, that might end up being in a marriage, it should be, how do I put it? Oh, it should be committed.
okay.
And they just went, Oh, he goes, no. Yeah. My brother's going, no.
Found
even
a way.
His fiance. Well, yes. And we did end up marrying. He goes, got to pay the man.
That's funny. Yeah.
He shelled it out. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Speaking of $10 bets, I have a story about $10 bets.
Oh, I thought you were going to pay it off. I didn't know that.
It's a true story. No. This is a long time ago. I was young.
True story.
Pre-marriage. I was single. Okay, a buddy of mine was getting married, so we did the, you know, quintessential pre-marriage bachelor party. We go to a strip club, and I'm not going to even mention the strip club's name. Uh-huh. I'm not going to blow up their spot, but it got pretty intense towards the end of the night. And right. Let's just say, without getting in too much detail, there was a show, we'll call it a show, at the very end of the night, the way they would close out. And a stripper would go on stage with an assistant. And the assistant would go around, and if you wanted to participate, they would collect $10 from you, okay? And the stripper would then insert a phallus of sorts, into the reproductive organ, squeeze, shoot it out, and if you could catch it, you would get your $10 back.
Like the ping pong ball thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so but you used
That's
another.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so my
if
buddy
your
did it.
If kids are watching, what we're talking about, boys and girls, is we're just talking
softball.
About
we're
table tennis.
Tossing.
We're just talking about ping pong in the basement. That's all we're
so
talking about.
So my buddy did it. He got us $10 back, and then he bought us all chili dogs afterwards.
Oh, but would you really want that $10?
Yeah, see, I had to put on hazmat gloves. I can't even. You know what? That's where, I mean, that's where my OCD and other things.
Yeah. Long time ago. I was young.
I mean,
listen.
I'm one of them guys. God. I might have some clutter, but I can't take dirt.
Yeah,
and there's a story that still goes around. They talk about the office I'm in at work, and it's been a couple years now. Mm-hmm. But the guy that was in the office before me, let's just say there were some things that went on in the office.
Yes,
that should not have went on in that office
yes.
or any office.
Okay.
So they were like, how about this office? And it's big, and I do IT, so I can work in the corner, but yet have the office here, and I'm back and forth. And it's like, I can't do this. And I got to the door, and the office was great. They put a nice big L desk in there, and I need all that stuff.
Right.
But I'm like, I can't go in there. My buddy was the director of engineer at the time, and he goes, yeah, you're not going to be able to do it, are you? Because we were, and still are, pretty good friends.
Right. Yeah.
There's only one way. He goes, all right, well, let's go do it. And we went to True Value, and we bought like big things of the wipes, spray, rubber gloves. And he didn't know. He knew I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Because he also knew if John's going to do that, John's the only one that'll think it's perfect.
Right, you have
so
to do
it. So I wiped down everything. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll punch out and do this after work. And then my boss went, no. He goes, no. You're right. Everybody should do this anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He says, so, no, you're on the clock. Just do it.
Especially if certain things happen
certain
in your
things
office.
Happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of DNA going on.
Supposedly
there,
only rumor, but yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that was definitely a DNA test.
And I just want to say one last time. It was a long time ago. It's things that you do when you're 19.
Yeah, there you go. Geez.
I would never do that now.
Yeah, I would never do that now. Good thing you
just
cleared.
Saying.
You better clear that
just
up
want to throw
real
that out
fast.
There.
All right. So
that's what happens when you're 19.
When you're 19, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. You have a lot to live up to, or live backwards, or whatever it is. So, I'm like the moral equivalent of Benjamin Button.
Yeah,
I got to a point, and I went, nah, screw it.
Mentally
regressing.
Nails,
yeah,
absolutely.
Physically, I'm just rotting away, but mentally.
God.
I'm telling you, the basket ain't out got all the eggs that were in the Easter bonnet there or whatever the hell it is. So let's see. I see if I have any more notes about you guys. Margie?
Yes.
Thank you. The other night you were at Leatherheads and you got some great laughs and that was good. And you're evolving, so keep doing it. Keep plugging away. I want to wish both of you guys keep working the stage. The only way any comic is going to get better is to get more stage time.
Just that's it. Keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Yep. Keep busting it out there.
Yeah.
You gotta keep plugging away.
Yeah, I wanted to say that too. And if I haven't said it already, I'm saying
it
now. I'm going to say it again.
And
I'm not just saying this because we're on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean
it.
Like, there was a significant increase I thought a significant improvement with your last show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, you've always been funny. I've always enjoyed your jokes.
I appreciate it.
There
that.
Was a big difference I noticed in your overall performance, your stage presence in this last show. You're getting way more. You're getting more comfortable. Yeah.
I wish.
Just as John
beer.
Just said, you know.
I knew you could be. It's like being at a bar and the beer's empty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can go for some green tea right now.
I really appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback and the support, and also
yeah.
for John put me on the show. That was. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot
yeah.
of fun.
And that's, you know what, guys, that's the key. It's the key to doing this. It's
uh-huh.
the key to doing
uh-huh.
it. That's why I don't really script it. I just write down some notes and some things I want
right.
to cover.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't script it, you know?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Sometimes at a show, I don't, you know, I'll come out and, you know, you have
mm-hmm.
a few jokes. But
right.
then you
yeah.
play with the audience a little bit or
right.
you make what you have to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a set and I can come out and do about a 20-minute set and never talk to the audience and
mm-hmm.
never do. But you know what? It's not as much fun.
No.
You know?
No.
So, but that takes a while and that takes a comfort zone.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
that takes knowing your audience.
Yeah.
But the key thing is you guys are both getting stage time. You're both improving yourselves. And you can see the marked improvement over the last few months to
mm-hmm.
a year in both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank
and that's
you.
That's part of why you're on here is I want people to see you guys wherever you're playing, even if it's an open mic, come
mm-hmm.
see you so that you get you know get that exposure.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right,
both,
right.
You get out there, get that exposure, and go out and have some fun because it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate the fact that you guys come to shows even when you're not on. You'll come to
yeah.
some of our shows.
Oh yeah.
Got to
so,
support local
yep,
comedy.
Exactly. So, and that's the key.
I love
it's
it.
It's awesome. And. Don't be afraid to change up your jokes. Obviously,
yeah.
don't go out and do the same set all the time.
Right.
No.
And that's easy to do. It's
yeah.
easy to get in a trap.
Yeah.
So
it's
be careful.
It's definitely important
yeah.
to,
yeah.
And I know you've even mentioned this several times, when you're a newer comic, even if you have experience, record every single
yep.
show.
Yeah.
Every single
yeah.
show.
Yep.
And go home and watch it. And
yeah.
that way you know, okay, I shouldn't have said this, or maybe I should trim the
yep.
fat on this joke.
Exactly.
I thought this was funny, but no one laughed, so maybe I should
right.
cut that joke out.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very important. Important, you know.
Be careful doing that, though. And I'm not saying don't do it, because you're right. Sometimes you need to do it.
Right.
But don't do it after one bad audience.
Yeah.
Or
I,
not
oh, yeah,
audience.
Yeah.
You tend
one
to be, like,
bad,
hypercritical.
You
know, type.
I know that from
yeah.
experience.
I have a couple of jokes that I swear to God
mm-hmm.
I could get great laughs from this
yeah.
time
yeah.
and get nothing.
Absolutely.
That's true. It depends on the audience.
So it
yeah.
depends on the audience.
Yeah.
yeah.
Sometimes it depends on how you tell it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've actually witnessed this happen with me. I did a show, and it killed. Like, it was
mm-hmm.
great. The jokes
mm-hmm.
were great. You know, the audience laughed the entire time. And then the following week, I did a show with you, did the exact same bits, and
yep.
it was
yeah.
like half
yeah.
the audience
half
was just
audience got it,
face palming.
Yep.
Other half, yeah, they laughed, but
yeah.
like there was a good noticeable
yeah.
fraction
yeah.
of the audience
yeah.
that were just
yeah.
like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. You know, it definitely
yeah.
depends
and
on your audience.
That's, it does
for
depend
sure.
on the audience. Sometimes, and it's kind of important, and I see that you've done it, and I see that you've done
mm-hmm.
it, is to, even if you're going on that night,
uh-huh.
is to watch how the audience is reacting to certain jokes
yeah.
of other
right,
comics.
Right, right. So
mm-hmm.
you can engage it. Yeah.
And sometimes you can get a little callback, too. Like, sometimes we'll
mm-hmm.
say the host finds somebody or the first comic finds
mm-hmm.
somebody and picks on them a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you see that they took it okay, then you can always call that back
yeah.
for something you do, too. Oh, you're
yeah.
Bob, right? Hey, Bob. How is that 73rd beer? You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
exactly.
You can come
right.
up with something.
Yeah.
You know,
like a running guy.
If you have something. But if you don't force it. But sometimes you can see something.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
So that,
yeah.
And that's always
yeah.
a lot of fun.
Yeah, that can be different. You know, difficult to do the last-minute improv thing,
right.
especially crowd work. I don't think people realize how difficult that
oh,
is
yes.
as a new comic.
It's,
I mean,
it's
yeah.
already,
Michelle Tomko is, I think,
she's really
the
good
best.
At crowd work.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
far as, like, local
she
comics, she's so good
yeah.
at
she is very
crowd,
good
work.
Crowd work.
She knows
yeah.
how
very,
to shut
very
people
good.
Down, too, when they're being jerks.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
she's
oh,
really
yeah.
good at that.
She just
yeah.
knows what
and
to
that's
do.
Fun.
Yeah, in
See,
the moment.
That's,
mm-hmm.
And some comics, and it's fine, don't have that style and don't feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. As long as, you know, they get up there and they do what they got to do. There are nights when I don't even necessarily feel like going up, but every time I do that and I feel like that,
mm-hmm.
it turns out to be one of the best nights you've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
as long
yeah.
as you went up there and you got into it.
Just living in the moment, yeah.
And you just go up and do it.
Well,
I love messing with hecklers.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I have a reputation for it.
Yeah,
so
a little bit.
Starting to get something.
I have yet to experience
that. One thing I learned, like one of these, the class I took about, was that you have the power with the microphone. You don't want to give that power away to the heckler.
That's right.
Right.
And some people forget that, and they start, like, verbally yep. getting in. It says, but you want to get the crowd on your side.
That's right.
You know,
you're the one on stage.
Right. Yep. Right.
You know.
Yeah, but the key is, even if you're going to insult the heckler for being rude or being this or being that, the key is that you don't overdo it. And that's tough.
Exactly.
That can be tough. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some obvious examples, like Michael Richards using the N-word.
I never
thought he would do something like that.
That's right,
so that's no good. But, I mean, the greatest insult comic in the world was Don Rickles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He could look at you and call you any name in the book and say anything because you knew Don Rickles didn't mean
that's
it.
That's just what he did.
That's what he did.
That's right.
And
that's part of
let's face it. You get an insult from Don Rickles, it's a badge of honor.
So. Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to, since the sponsor is here tonight, I am going to give you a very quick movie review. I did watch something on Netflix that I thought was pretty good because since the movie review is sponsored, and I at least should do it. So somebody should, and I think it's going to be me tonight. But like I said, it's going to be very quick right before we sign off air.
Okay.
Don't think I gave it short shrift. I did not. Tonight's movie review is The Highwaymen that is on Netflix right now. Did you see it?
Such a good movie.
Wasn't it a great movie?
Such a good movie.
The Highwaymen. Kevin Costner, Woody Harrelson, which at first you think there's two guys that shouldn't really act together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought played off each other perfectly.
Oh, absolutely.
And what it did is it was based on the true story. Those two guys were actually Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay.
And
took down Bonnie and Clyde.
And they took down Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh,
yep.
Wow, really?
And it tells the story of them taking, hey, Matty Coughlin, hey.
Matt
knows me.
Hey, Linda.
Matt had breaking news about me.
That was pretty good.
That was good. Well, I did beg for it. I was like, Maddie's
please.
I was like, well, kind of, because Maddie's like, hey, happy birthday. Well, all the people said happy birthday the other day. And I was like, oh, it would have been great, though, if you did one of your.
Uh-huh.
He does a thing on Facebook that he just calls Breaking Balls News.
Yeah, it's great.
And, and it's FAUX News. But it almost looks like Fox News.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Yeah.
It is hysterical, news, yeah.
But Highwayman.
He can. Yes, I'm getting back to it.
Okay.
We will.
Segway.
She paid for it, so as long as I don't piss her off,
I'm good.
Yeah. And it was really, really funny because he came up with something that just said, because I said about being older.
Yeah.
I was just like, hey, it's great. Thanks, everybody, for birthday wishes. It's great to feel... or something along the lines of
the old
being
guy,
old,
or something, telling the old
arthritis,
guy. Yeah, something,
you know,
like,
or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, the reminder every day of my age, except for the one I already have, which is arthritis.
Right.
Hey, I have arthritis.
So, I'm sure you do. I've had it for a long time, and so Maddie came up with a thing, and it just has a picture on it, but it also says John Harris was. Ben Franklin used John Harris's key on his kite, a house key on the kite.
That was pretty cool.
I was like, holy cow, it's nice. But the way he did it with the picture and everything was really funny.
Flaming middle finger. That was great.
Highwaymen, great movie. And to be honest, when I watched it, and you watched it, it's on Netflix, guys. Mm-hmm. It is a supposedly true story of FBI agents and Texas Rangers and how they took down Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
And let's face it, if you think about it, it was more like the investigation, but it was also things the Texas Rangers could do back then.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was about a little bit of the past of these two guys, which they both had kind of interesting pasts.
Yeah, it was really interesting because, you know, it not only do you learn a lot about the story, you know, unless you're, you know, one of those... You know, people who like really get into certain, you know, true crime stories. You know, there's a lot of things in the movie that I learned that I didn't know previous. You know, prior to watching the movie, so you learn a lot of things about the Bonnie and Clyde story. A lot of people don't even know that it's a true story.
That's true. Yeah,
believe
a lot of people,
a lot of people
really?
Don't know that it's a true story. Yeah,
and the Highwaymen is a true story.
But it's also like a good underdog story, as you mentioned, because you know they had FBI agents and all these big investigators looking for the guys, and you know the whole the entire investigation. It was basically consisting of the bigger guys, quote unquote, the FBI agents, you know, basically belittling the Texas Rangers. And whatnot, you know, doubting them and, you know, criticizing them.
Yep.
And they were the ones who ultimately
and they
ended
were the ones,
up
if you think
taking
about it,
down Bonnie and Clyde.
And they took them down.
And it was a hell of a takedown. It was brutal.
Oh, it was brutal.
Brutal.
John Perino says, hello. Hey, John. How's it going? Hi, Maddie's John. Like, Johnny. Yeah, he's talking to John Perino.
Yeah, we're having a conversation. Johnny. It's okay.
Yeah, but no, that's fine. Yeah, I don't care. Okay. Whatever it takes. Cool. It was really a good movie. It's on Netflix now still, folks. It's called The Highwaymen. Kevin Costner, Woody Harrelson. Really well acted, really well written. Mm-hmm. It's based on a true story, like Brandon said, of the takedown of Bonnie and Clyde. And you learn a lot about that whole time frame, that whole time period, a little about Bonnie and Clyde, and a lot about these two true-to-life Texas Rangers. And I liked it in the end. It told you what they did later. One went into retirement, and the other one went back into it. So, so we're going to get ready to wrap it up. There's your movie review, The Highwaymen. Highly recommended. Obviously, it wasn't in theaters. It was made for Netflix.
Yes.
But I would recommend going on Netflix and getting it. Watch it. It's really a good movie. I may watch it again in a few weeks.
Yeah, I actually just read a review on it via Netflix. Netflix, you know, has a thing on their website where it shows you roughly how many people tuned in and watched movies, certain movies and certain TV shows.
Right.
And Highwaymen, I think it said something in the tune of 45 million people watched that movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good movie, folks. So if you get a chance, watch it. And 45 million people can't be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could be, but in this case, they're not. So we're going to wrap this up for now. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Public John podcast. There's a 50 on the floor.
He's a mess.
Somebody get that. Oh, man. If there really was here at our end, John, you'd see three people fighting for it. There'd be nobody on camera. The furniture would be getting thrown all across the room.
I could go for a chili dog.
I know. Right? A 50 would buy me a chili dog or two.
Yeah, so, really good chili dog.
Yeah, it would be the gourmet chili dog of all time.
Golden flakes on it.
Oh, man. So we want to wrap this up. We're going to give you remember, tomorrow night I'm going to be on again with my friend Albert Casper at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to it's going to be the Public John Late Show. First time we've been on that late. If you have Quinn TV or want to go on Facebook and look at the Quinn Broadcasting page, I will be doing the weekly live sports show called It's Your Time, It's Your Sports Time with Fred and Ariel Melendez. We have that going. And going to be a lot of fun. Going to be some shows coming up next few weeks. Jude's Alibi, we're going to do the podcast from there on the 9th with headliner Natalie Levant. We're going to have some podcasts and some shows all around the place this summer, all around Jersey. So
fabulous comic, by the way.
Fabulous comedy, just fabulous. So facebook.com/Jersey Comedy with a Z or John Harris Comedy, facebook.com/John Harris Comedy, facebook.com/The Public John if you want to sponsor us or beyond, or let us know you're doing something, let us know. We'll come out and visit you. Thank you guys for watching. Have a great night, and we will see you hopefully tomorrow night.
Yes. Thank you for listening. I love you all.
He does.
I do.
Careful.
I even have feelings.
I was just going to say he has feelings.
He really
for all of you.
Be very, very careful. He will try to love you all. So it's true. Scary.